1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, joined by Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier to talk about the latest entertainment news. And that is the relationship, the marriage, I guess, of Melissa Etheridge now, Doug, and Julie Cypher is no more.
That's correct, Phil. Melissa Etheridge and her girlfriend, director Julie Cypher, announced today they were ending their relationship after 12 years. The couple has two small children together. They said through an announcement released by Etheridge's label, Island Records, they said, with the utmost of love and respect for one another, we have decided to separate. As committed parents, our top priority continues to be what is in the best interest of our children, though elements of our lives will change. And so there you have it.
Okay, so Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher, and I guess everybody's going to start talking about the number of lesbian couples that are breaking up, because we had Anne Haitian and Ellen DeGeneres. Comment.
Well, I think there's something wrong. I don't know what it is. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. But even as a gay man, as a gay journalist, this is the world of lesbian lesbian love. It's like the world of any other love. I don't get what's going on, but I do have my suspicions. I've talked to a few other people who write entertainment columns, and I think it started when they chose David Crosby to be the father of their two kids. And
okay, now, as people know, or some people may not know, David Crosby was the sperm donor for the two children that Julie Cypher gave birth to, and the two children that are parented by Melissa Etheridge, correct?
That is correct.
And because of his...
because of their respective, his artistry, David Crosby, although, again, this is tough for me to say, because David Crosby was in a group called Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which means Graham Nash could have been chosen, Stephen Stills could have been chosen, Neil Young could have been chosen. I mean, Graham Nash wrote Our House, Stephen Stills wrote Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Neil Young wrote Rockin' in the Free World, and they chose the guy who wrote Almost Cut My Hair, which I personally think what happened there is that...
Okay, jokes aside, all right?
No, I'm not joking. I'm very serious. I think they blew it. I think they know they blew it. I think they chose David Crosby to be the father of their two children. The kids are now 1 and 3 years of age. They got a look at the kids, and maybe it disappointed them, because Crosby is not the greatest looking guy. So I think what they decided to do is, if they blew it with David Crosby, then they may blow it in more serious ways down the road, and decided to break up.
So the theory, your theory is that because they chose David Crosby, they feel that they made a mistake?
I think they just got a good long look at their kids, the two kids, and decided that may be it. I think other things that are going on in their lives probably had a lot to do with what's happening. Their relationship failed in part, I think, because the feminine member of that relationship, Julie, could be a full woman, but the masculine member of that relationship, Melissa, could not be a full man, if you will, because she's a woman. I mean, I don't know. There may be some kind of a lesbian disease going on out there. I really don't know. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I would hang my hat on the David Crosby concept. And thank God for Lilith Fair, Melissa could keep her family fed, because I don't think she's really made a record in the last 10 years that...
Well, what was that song we were talking about, Mike? Angels, what? Angels Fall? I think that's a great song. And
it's called Angels Will Fall, yeah. But, I mean, that's it.
That's a cool song, and that's within the last few years that she came out with it. All right, let me ask you about this lesbian disease. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that something's going on with these female couples. One of the interesting things is when lesbians get together, it's publicized all over the place. Anne Haitian, Ellen DeGeneres, Melissa Etheridge, Julie Cypher, and on to, Martina Navratilova and whichever woman she's married to this week. And it just keeps going on. But when a gay man who's in a gay relationship with another man, when they make it last, you don't hear anything about that, okay? So we don't hear anything about Johnny Depp and Ray Romano. We don't hear anything about a lot of these. We hear about Matt Damon and Chris Rock. We don't hear about Jimmy Smits and Rupert Everett. We don't hear about Rock Hudson and Jim Nabors. We don't hear about...
Okay, there's a lot of names you're throwing at me there.
We just don't hear about successful gay relationships between men. We only hear about between women.
Well, I bet you I know the reason for that. I mean...
Well, we all know the reason for that.
Yeah, it's a male-dominated media, so they only want to hear about the lesbian sex is more interesting to the men who run the newspapers and magazines than it is to... You know, and I don't know. But that, to me, is...
Well, just you can say it. You don't want to hear about gay men having sex. You just want to hear about lesbians. Okay?
All right. I mean, I'm not going to deny it. I mean, but the fact of the matter is that...
Yeah, you want to deny it. You don't call that homophobia, though, do you?
I call it my human nature, and if I was able to intellectualize it and I was able to control it, I would probably say, gee, I should be fair. I want to hear more about all those wonderful gay romances between men that are going on out there and not so much about all the lesbians. But the fact of the matter is, I guess it's more comfortable for me.
Yes, it's more comfortable for you to hear about lesbian sex, right?
Yeah.
And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, see... How do you think that makes me feel? I mean,
well, I'm sorry you're a gay man, and I mean, I'm not sorry you're a gay man and a gay journalist, but I'm not. I don't know what else to say to you. I'm just, it's not. I don't think that I'm alone. Okay.
Well, I know that, Phil. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I see a lot of good gay sex getting ignored for lesbians. Okay, a lot of good, strong male relationships being ignored because these lesbians are the ones, I guess, who are the top of the line. And the other thing, too, and I think you need to understand, you probably know this, Phil, lesbians are not as committed to the gay lifestyle as gay men are, which means gay men stay. They turn gay, they stay. But lesbians, they'll go back. And I think Julie Cypher has decided she probably had a little bit better with Lou Diamond Phillips. I don't know. Anne Heche, she may want to go back and tap into Steve Martin a little bit more. I think that's what's going on with a lot of them. And I think what you find is that they are people who decided that they've tasted that wild life, they've walked on the wild side, and they want to go back to it. That's all I'm saying. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm saying that.
Right, I got that. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, you're saying that Julie Cypher and Anne Heche want to go back to being straight.
I think they miss it, yeah.
What about Melissa Etheridge?
I don't think she ever was, but...
Okay, because in those relationships, it was Julie Cypher and Anne Heche, they were in relationships with men.
That is correct, right. That's correct, as far as I know.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Doug Danger here about the breakup of Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher. Now, they were together for about 12 years. They've got two children. Among the things that you're pointing out here, Doug, is that they took a look at... What, they took a sober look at David Crosby and asked, what have we done?
I think they really did. I think they realized that David Crosby was the sperm donor for their kids. I think they, they decided that they'd blown it. And if they could blow it there, they might blow it somewhere else. And so they decided that this is, you know, they tasted the tangy fruit of sophic love and decided they'd move on. And
the tangy fruit of sophic love.
That's what I believe happened. And I also believe that, that Julie Cypher and Anne Heche, probably want to get back to, you know, what they think is normal.
Which is straight love.
Straight sex, yeah.
All right, Doug, hold the line here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier entertainment writer, about Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher and their split after 12 years. And this is hot on the heels, I guess, if you will, of the separation of Ellen DeGeneres and Anne Heche. And, by the way, he mentioned some guys that are involved. What did he say? Matt Damon and Chris Rock? Because when he made a comment that no one ever hears about gay men being together or splitting up, like Rock Hudson and Jim Nabors or Jimmy Smits and Ray Romano. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger with us here on the breakup of Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher. A couple of, you know, lesbians who were out in Hollywood.
And you can be out in Hollywood if you're a lesbian, not if you're a gay man. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? There are very, very few guys...
Well, I was going to say, you're out.
But there are very few of us, okay? There's very few guys like me who have the courage to come out. Most lesbians will come out because society doesn't really... look down on them. I think society, when it comes to being a woman in our society, you're forgiven a lot more often than not. So lesbian, and especially lesbian couples, are looked upon as sort of an okay thing, an acceptable thing. They're women, and women are not as sexual as men. But when it comes to being an out gay man, well, that's a different thing. And,
well, all right, well, you came out a couple of years ago. Did you find it particularly difficult?
I did. I had a very difficult time as a gay man because people just don't want to hear about it. So now here comes these lesbians who are out, and it looks like their marriage is over. And that,
you said something that I think borderlines on cruel, and I want you to clear this up. You said that their kid, Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher's kids, what, they aren't good-looking?
Well, I mean, you've seen David Crosby, okay?
Yeah, I've seen David Crosby. I know that he's fat. I know that he... But I know that in a younger day, he might have been considered a handsome guy.
Well, I don't think so. And I think what happened was they took a look at their kids, and they went, wow, this is a little rough on the eyes. And they said...
A little rough on the eyes.
Well, I think they did. I think they took a look at the kids and said, David Crosby, when they could have had Neil Young, or they could have had somebody else at this Fats Domino. I mean, anybody...
Well, what makes you think they're going to pick Fats Domino, okay?
Well, he's every bit as much the musical genius as David Crosby, maybe even more. I think Fats Domino's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know. Is David Crosby in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't think so.
And so you're recommending that Julie Cypher and Melissa Etheridge should have had as their sperm donor Fats Domino.
Why not?
The obvious thing.
Oh, he's black? That means they can't have no good-looking kid? I think interracial kids are way better looking than most.
Well, it's not about how the good looking the kid is or how good looking the family is. Isn't it about the kind of, I don't know, aptitude the kid may have? Or I guess in their case, they wanted to have a kid who was musically inclined.
Kid could be musically inclined, Phil, if Fats Domino or Chubby Checker were the sperm donors, all I'm saying. And the kid play piano. Right now, they got another guitar player in the family. Okay, that's all.
You're really pushing Fats Domino as the sperm donor, huh?
If they stay together, is all I'm saying. But if they split, then I guess the sperm donor is whoever they marry. But from my way of thinking, I think they blew it with David Crosby. I think he's a nice guy, but I think his musical contribution wasn't as significant as the other guys. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we're talking with Doug Danger here about this and other relationships. Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher and Anne Heche and Ellen DeGeneres and lesbians and relationships that they have. Could you clear up what you said? And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Clear up what you said about a lesbian disease.
Well, I don't.
I don't think you were serious, right?
Well, I'm not. What I'm saying is there seems to be something wrong with lesbian relationships in Hollywood right now, and I would tell you that. It probably has a lot to do with women have tried it, and now they're moving on. And so whether it's Anne Heche, whether it's anybody else, I think they're just saying, you know what, I've had a really good time with this, but now I think I'd like to get back to Papa. And I think that's what you're going to see happen more and more. I think these lesbian relationships are history, man. And
we don't have that many other high-profile ones, do we?
I'll find it. And as soon as I find one, I'll let them know they're gone.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Doug, thanks a lot. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Wait a minute. Now, you've taken the wings off your Cessna. And
yes, I have.
All right, you're at Santa Monica Airport right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, and you've taken the wings off and the propeller and the rudder.
That is correct. And I have to
know anything. He doesn't know anything about aeronautics. You cannot fly without wings.
Well, Dave, I would suggest that you're wrong because you've never tried it.
Oh, I'm not going to try it. I want to stay with wings so I can...
I'd like to ask you to help to join me in this pioneering spirit and begin flying without wings.
I won't be with you.
Well, are you a pilot, sir?
Yes.
Dave, do you own your own aircraft?
Not anymore. I'm 92 years old. I don't fly anymore.
All right, sir. I would suggest, you sound like you probably flew during the day, maybe perhaps double-wing planes, perhaps?
There's no point in talking any further about it. I'm an aeronautics expert. I taught it for years.
I'm telling you, Dave, would you believe me if I told you that I can do it? I'll prove it to you right now.
Have you ever done it before?
I'm going to try it right now.
Wait a minute. If you've never done this before, don't try it.
No. I'm going to, I'm inside the cockpit right now. Of my Cessna. Let me try and fire it up right now.
You're good to go.
All right, you can hear the engine very clearly.
What engine? Where's your propeller?
Can you hear the engine? Oh,
yes,
it just cut out. It just cut out. Hold on for a minute. Let me try it again.
What kind of an engine is it?
It's a Buick.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, is that a problem?
A Buick?
A Buick. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm just joking around with you, Dave. It just cut out again. All right, let's try it one more time. I swear to God, this is going to be a great moment. Go.
Yeah, that is. I'm sorry I won't be able to come to the funeral.
Here I go. Here I go, Dave. One, two, three, and, shoot. I got a problem.
You bet you have.
What do you think it is? Can you help me out?
The problem is that you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think I can do this. Let me try it one more time. One, two, three, and... Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Ah, shoot.
Well, let me ask a question.
Yes, sir.
You say you're going straight up.
I've got the plane pointed straight up, yeah. It's very uncomfortable right now.
All right. Then you're going to go straight up.
Yeah.
And when you get up to a certain level, you're going to do what?
I will begin to decelerate. And at that point, as I decelerate, the nose, because of the weight, will begin to drop forward.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You turn right around, and your nose, being the heavier part of the flame, will go straight down and bury you in the ground, and you won't have to go to a funeral.
All right. You may have a point, but what I'm trying to do is I got to work that out.
You sure have, because it won't work.
Let me explain to you. Hold on. Come on, baby. Prove it to Dave. I know I can do it.
I think you're going to hurt yourself.
Shut up, Henry. Okay, come on, come on. I died out again. Look, Dave, when the nose dips, I fire the engine back up and I continue flight.
Impossible.
Impossible, huh?
Yes.
That's exactly what they said to Christopher Columbus. Okay,
yeah,
Dave.
But he wasn't flying airplanes.
Well, they said it was impossible, though.
What was impossible for him?
That he could sail a ship.
Well, that's irrelevant. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
They said that to the Wright brothers, too.
Well, the Wright brothers succeeded.
Well, that's
a
point.
Do you know why?
That's a good point.
Let me ask you a
question. Let's try one more time. Here we go. Oh, please let me fly.
Bill?
That's a pile of crap.
Yeah, well, that is. Taking wings off of an airplane, I ain't getting on one of those either. And taking the propeller off, especially, I don't think the thing could get off the ground. Could it?
Yes. I would just like to say that I can't think of an actor that does reflect my inner landscape. And the thing about it...
Isn't that funny? So, in other words, you're all making fun of me.
Well, you're using one of those actor terms. Just speak English, okay?
Well, what I'm saying is what makes our country great is that we have a democracy. And if we had one person telling us who to vote for, that would be a dictatorship.
Excuse me, but are there people who influence you?
Okay. You know what? Are you crazy?
I'm crazy that you wouldn't do what Kim Basinger asked you to do.
No, I wouldn't do what Kim Basinger asked me to do because Kim Basinger would not understand one iota of my life.
Let me ask you a question. Kim Basinger, wouldn't you want to be her? Be honest.
Not for any amount of money in the world would I want to be her.
You can't get any honesty out of these people.
Why would she want to be Kim Basinger?
Talented, beautiful.
I have more going on in my life than material things.
Kim Basinger is talented, beautiful, married to Alec Baldwin, and
so
is rich.
What?
And
is Alec Baldwin is fat, and his hair is too long.
Oh, my sweet God.
I don't appreciate you using that language.
That's right. It's you know something? Be a little sensitive, okay?
You know something? I must be in a time warp.
You must be in a time warp because no one cares what Hollywood does. Hollywood is one sector of the American
public. We're going to lose Alec Baldwin. Are you willing to take the chance of losing Keanu Reeves, too?
Do I care?
Oh, I suppose you're willing to take the risk of losing Cuba Gooding Jr.
Okay,
you'd like a role,
Listen to me. What do they have to do with my life? When I get up and go to work in the morning and then come home to my family, do I think about Alec Baldwin, Keanu Reeves, or Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Maybe when you've got your vibrator out.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think about Cuba Gooding Jr.? Yeah, I think a lot of people think about those guys if they're going to see one of their movies, you know. But I haven't seen an Alec Baldwin movie, and I don't think I've ever seen an Alec Baldwin movie. No, I take that back. I just haven't paid to see an Alec Baldwin movie. Well, Glengarry Glen Ross, but I wouldn't call that an Alec Baldwin movie. That's more like an Al Pacino movie, I think. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Oh, well. And also, I got to go over to a parent-teacher thing tonight. I think I'm going to blow that off, you know? I think I'm just going to trust that they're doing a good job. I'm not going to get involved in any of that stuff. Why should I stick my meddling nose into the affairs of parents and teachers and all of that, okay? I'm a stepdad, so I'm third on the list. But my wife went over, I guess she's going over tonight. There's a, whatever is happening over there is happening. Open house, talk about your kid, how's he doing? And for the most part, I think these guys are doing all right. I know Maria's worried about one or two or all of them. I don't know, they're not doing their homework or something's wrong. Maybe we're feeding too much chocolate. Maybe it's the beginning of a school year. Maybe they hate school. I don't know. I know the oldest guy, he likes high school. But this is, as I was mentioning about this tire recall, a Firestone tire recall, I got one of the cars here with me. See, we got three cars, two of which barely run. So the only one that really runs is the one that my wife has, and that's got Firestone tires on it too. So I really don't know what to make of what's going to happen tonight. I got a car that's barely running, and my wife's rolling up there to the school on Firestone tires. Anyway, well, if I sound bummed out, I am, you know, it's one of those weeks, man, freaking tired. My wife wants to put me on a cleansing program. So what is that? She's going to give me these herbs, you know, so that you can just all of a sudden not have control of your bowels, you know, for about a half hour every day. I said, well, what are you talking about, man? No, it's a cleansing program. A cleansing program? Yeah. So, well, what, you know, cleans out all the toxins and stuff. I said, I didn't know I had any toxins. Thank you very much. My only real vice is Diet Coke. I said, are there any enemas involved? She goes, maybe. I go, forget it. Getting involved in any of that? Herbal supplements? Some of these herbs, you know, they're it's like Benzedrine. There's one herb, this cleansing program she's got me on. She picked it up. The first one she picked up was in a pharmacy in Paris. We're on vacation, and she wants to start a cleansing program in France. Yeah, right after we have some of that cream sauce and shrimp and whatever else they're feeding us over there, and about 15 bottles of wine. Let's have a cleansing program, huh? So she picks these things up in the store. She says, we'll go on one of these programs. You know, it'll detoxify your system, and you'll feel better. I feel just fine, thanks. You take these, and that's good. I'm feeling a churning sensation in my gut, okay? I'm beginning, it's like gas. It's I don't have control over my system. Good! It's working! What is this, Interview with a Vampire Man? All of a sudden, I'm turning into another life form? You know, I'm losing my flesh. I'm losing, now I'm beginning, I want to drink blood. Good, your detoxification program is working very well. You'll be in pain for a few more weeks and you'll feel great after that. I said, just how much weight do you want to lose anyway? Well, you know, you can lose 10 pounds in 2 months. Look, what I heard is you can lose a pound a week is healthy. A pound a week. That's what I heard from a doctor. Anything more than that is bad news, Charlie. When somebody's telling you you're losing 10 pounds in 2 months, you know, you're a little bit ahead of schedule, it may not be very healthy for you, okay? So she's got this new cleansing program that we're going to go on, which is going to cleanse all the fat right out of me, I guess, to the tune of what, 20 pounds in 2 months or something? You hear how stuffed up my nose is? I don't know what's going on out here. And the weather is crap. So she's got me on the cleansing program. But I told her I ain't going on any cleansing program until after I come home tonight and eat just a load of pork chops and stuff. Just let me go on that later. A lot of chicken fat and pork chops and all kinds of stuff. I got to tell you, this Lenny Bruce thing I saw last night was fantastic. It had all of his early stuff, all of his early sketches, all of his stuff from the Steve Allen Show, all of his stuff from Broadway Open House. I was thinking about Lenny when I was thinking about a cleansing program because he could have used a cleansing program. And some of the interviews he did with Nat Hentoff, where he's obviously on smack or on Benzedrine. Actually, in one particular show he did with this jazz writer, he was flying on all this Benzedrine. He could have used a different kind of cleansing, but a cleansing nonetheless. Well, what a great program. And they had Robert De Niro narrating it, which I didn't get the connection. But anyway, oh, I get it. They're both from New York. Okay. Robert De Niro, who's a great actor, but one of the most humorless guys. Although that Ask the Parents looks pretty good, doesn't it? And I like that whole thing, my father was a CIA agent for 34 years. Well, that's something you tell the kids. Oh, meet the parents. Analyze this was funny. He was very good in that. I'm saying that as an actor, he's funny, but it doesn't seem anyway. I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning. I went stumbling back into the room. My wife says, where were you? I said, I found this great movie. It was a great documentary. It was on TV. I had to watch this thing. And she said, well, what the hell are you doing? I said, Midnight Run was funny. Analyze This was funny. And King of Comedy was very funny. And King of Comedy wasn't necessarily a comedy, but he was hysterical in that. Midnight Run was a comedy, and he was funny in that. Analyze This was a comedy. He was funny in that. And Meet the Parents will be funny. So what did I say about him not being funny? So I said, you got to see this thing. It's fantastic, honey. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, well, I had to watch this. It was great. And the room is so hot. Do you realize that we spent a pretty penny for our house? My room that I sleep in is so freaking hot, and my wife doesn't want to run the air conditioner, that I sleep on the floor 3 nights out of 7. I'll lay in bed. I'll go, I can't take it any longer. We've got to get a fan or an air. Well, I don't believe in air conditioning. Why? It's artificial air. It's just bad for you. We'll open the windows. Yeah, let's open up the windows so I get a lot of swamp gas pouring in. Because it's been hot, man. At night around here, it's still about 75, 80 degrees. So I said, well, that's it. I got to sleep on the floor. I sleep right underneath a window, stark naked with a couple of pillows. I'm sleeping on the floor. I go, wait a sec. There's something wrong here, man. I'm paying a lot of bread for this mortgage. And I'm on the floor? And she said, look what I bought for one of the kids, a fan. How about buying one for me? Look what I bought for one of the kids, a fan. I'd like a fan, please. Thank you. So I'm on the floor after I watched the Lenny Bruce thing, because I was a little overheated. I really enjoyed the thing a lot. And like that, I mean, but it's really a great flick, and you should definitely see this. Lenny Bruce, Swear to Tell the Truth. And like I said, there are a lot other people, I don't want to mention any names, and I'm half kidding, people who should only die. Or how about this? People ought to be arrested for some of the stand-up they do. Tim Allen. Actually, most comics make me laugh, but Melissa was in the office earlier. She said she hates all of them, so she wants to arrest every last one of them. She wants David Spade arrested. She wants Rob Schneider arrested. She wants, what's-his-face, the cat who does the flicks. What's his name? Your buddy, man. Huh? No, not Gary Shandling. Andy, who's the cat? Sandler? Adam Sandler. She wants him busted. She wants everybody arrested and thrown into a jail cell and forced to inject heroin into their arms. That's how bad she thinks stand-up comics are. Fortunately, I don't share that opinion. But anyway, it was kind of a sad thing, and I guess I'm kind of depressed about it. I better go to a commercial break. Thanks for this plastic surgery magazine, by the way, Melissa. Safer than liposuction, better than Redux, faster than just exercising. Just have the fat removed with a scalpel. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That was Katie Couric I just saw on the tube. Katie Couric of the Today Show, and she looked pretty nice. She was doing a public service spot for a cancer thing. And the only reason I bring it up is she looked, dolled up. Mike made the comment that she didn't look the way she did in the morning on the Today Show, where they have her wearing, like, flowered jumpers with a little vomit. She's got, like, a little vomit towel on her shoulder and a throw-up bib. And what is that? In the morning on the Today Show, they make her look like she's, dropping kids off at daycare or something. Anyway, the Olympics do not have the ratings that they hoped they would have. And remember when I warned you about this? Not that my purpose in life is to warn you about anything, but remember when I was talking about this? That the Olympics, there is no story. There is no story. The Olympics no longer has the compelling story of America versus the Soviet Union, which it hasn't had for, one, two other Olympics. And not only that, but we have the professionals playing, whether they be, you know, basketball players or in some aspects our track and field athletes. It's just no contest, man. Who wants to see somebody pilot on, even when it's your own team? It doesn't matter. I mean, there was a time when we were playing for something. I don't know what it is we're playing for anymore, but it just doesn't make any difference. When I read that the women's gymnastic team finished fourth, I stood up and went, yeah, all right. I did. Number one was, I don't know, China. It was all the guys you love to hate. Russia, Poland, China. Somebody other than us. Romania. There you go. The Romanian women. And by the way, I was in China in 1982. I saw the way they treat Chinese gymnastics students, the little three-year-old kids. They treat them wonderfully. Bull crap on that report that was filed by NBC that says they're tortured. They aren't tortured any more than American gymnastic students are. What do you think we do over here? Somebody ought to stick a camera up somebody's rear end over here and find out how they treat the gymnastic students here. So they're yelling at them over there. Might as well start screaming at them at three. Big deal. Anyway, so they pounded us. The women came in fourth. Good. Great. Good to know that white teeth, nutrition, good bones, regular milk, regular meat in the diet, fresh air, Colorado Springs Olympic Training Center, jogging, running, swimming, surfing, going to Disneyland on a regular basis, and having just a hint of sugar with your morning breakfast doesn't win all the time. That having bad teeth, breathing cigar smoke, how do you figure that one, folks? I don't care what anybody says. Romania can't be the healthiest place to live because, you know, they got a lot of industry over there. See, these countries that are behind us, and if you've ever done any traveling, you know that this is true. Countries that are struggling to survive as a country, or struggling to survive as some kind of an industrial power, they got a whole lot of pollution. You want to know why? Because they haven't got the luxury to worry about smog yet. So they got pollution, and they have intemperate atmospherics having to do with health. And those guys are not living at large over there with wheat germ. And they're still kicking our rear ends in gymnastics. So, back to the drawing board on that one. And I heard the Dream Team pounded somebody, what was it, 93-61. The U.S. beat Burma. Hey! God, I want them to lose. And that's not because I don't love our boys. Just lose. Will you? Just make it interesting, will you? And NBC's numbers are down, and they don't want to show. You'd think it would make any difference if the Olympics were run live. I think it'd be kind of cool, because I think it would be kind of cool to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to see the baseball final or something like that. Wouldn't we, you know, like a country breaking its habit and doing something different? You talk about a nation that needs that. America could use that, as far as I'm concerned. And when I'm not watching the Olympics, I'm watching the reruns of Survivor. And, man, that's great. I'm watching reruns of Survivor. Boy, does somebody need to put me out of my misery. I actually sat down and said, wow, Survivor reruns, the ones I didn't miss. Are you telling me that the first 13 episodes of Sopranos are available somewhere at Blockbuster somehow? Are they going to sell them? Who told me that? These guys are shrugging their shoulders, man. I know for a fact I heard that I can get the first 13 episodes of The Sopranos someplace. It would be a wonderful, marvelous thing in my life. I'd have something to watch other than Survivor, which I also dig, even the reruns. And last night was the rerun where they kicked Stacey off, and Rudy's standing there looking in the camera saying, didn't like her, never will, hate her guts, get her out of here. That was great. I'm sorry I missed most of that. Rudy! Rudy knows which side of the bread the butter's on, man. He knows when to befriend a gay man. He knows when to get his back stabbed. Rudy. So what's happened to all those guys, man? I haven't seen any of them on TV commercials or anything lately. How about that Susan? What's up with that truck driver? How about that little Colleen? Everybody wanted to give her a TV show. We just about burned out on all those guys? When are they going to start the new one? It's going to be in the outback of Australia. And I don't know, they're going to have to live on kangaroo dung for 6 weeks or something. Find out how to make a walnut loaf or a meatloaf out of kangaroo droppings. The first one's after the Super Bowl in January. They'll be in the outback of Australia. They're going to have to live on freaking platypus meat. Living out there in the middle of the desert in January happens to be summertime in Australia, so it's going to be 168 degrees. Yeah, get some of those guys like Rudy and BB and Didi or whatever that guy that was 90 years old. Let's see how well they hold up in that heat. Oh, it was taped months before? I get it. It's already over, isn't it? They've already sworn those guys to secrecy. They got them sequestered someplace. Oh, that's too bad. It was taped, what, in the wintertime in the outback? This show only has one thing. They got to kill somebody. I mean, they've done everything that they have. Someone has to die on that show now. They have to kill someone. Like, one morning, they'll just find a guy hanging from a tree. I think that'd be a nice way to start off a Survivor episode. They get up in the morning. On day six, we found Bob hanging there. And there he is. He's swinging from. He hung himself. He couldn't take it any longer. He couldn't stand listening to somebody tell him how to cook, you know, how to cook rat over uneven heat. Now I'm told they're going to do a Survivor where the winner wins a ride into outer space. How much do you pay NASA for that? I think what they should do in one of the Survivor episodes is put them on an island and let loose a serial murderer, and they've got to find the guy. That's it. And each morning somebody turns up dead. The guy that finds the serial murderer, automatic ride to the moon on a space shuttle. What a bizarre and yet a winning concept. No, you're going to win yourself a ride into space. They'll go up with the Russians who need the money for their space program. That's what they're going up with. They're going up with the Russians. And don't you feel confident doing that, huh? Going up with the Russians. Going up to the Russian space station. Breathing all that. What are you talking about? I saw Armageddon. Virginia Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I never heard a crybaby like this guy here, and I'm 70 years old.
You talking about me?
Yeah, baby. You've been good, Daddy. Picked on me, and I'm such a... Grow up, for heaven's sake. You're sitting there getting smashed. What's the matter with you? Get some backbone and stop this silliness.
You're funny, man.
I've listened to you make a fool of yourself for about 20 minutes now. I couldn't help but call.
Hey, you're funny, man.
Yeah, I'm funny. Boy, I'm funny. But you're smashed and you're crying. Daddy was mean to me. He just gives me money.
Hey,
he's so mean to me. What a bunch of baloney. You're the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Granddaddy over here don't know.
Smash and make everybody feel sorry. I just want to ask you a question.
Do you do the voice of a cartoon character on the TV?
Yeah, you.
Because I thought.
Yeah, you. It's the snake.
What?
My wife died in 1970 of cancer and left four little kids.
Why'd she do
only
that?
36 years old.
Why'd she do that?
I didn't. I've not in this 30 years since her. 20 years since heard her. Anybody cry? As much as you cried, and all those four kids, none of them cried.
Why didn't they give your wife marijuana?
What a worthless piece of crap you are.
Oh, man, that's
harsh. Why don't you get your head out of it?
Dude, you're harshing my buzz big time. You're harshing my buzz big time, and it's unfair.
You're the most nauseating thing I've ever heard.
Well, wait a minute. Look, Jeff, this man's wife died of...
Well, why didn't anybody give her the owl? If you'd given her the... What? If you'd let her spark up, man, she might still be chilling.
Oh, yeah. When her intestines were rotted away with cancer, that would have done it.
Well,
yeah,
the
right.
whole
you're
reason
right.
the whole reason why
it
we're...
It really makes sense to me. You must be a libertarian.
No, man. I'm in favor of cannabis sativa for medical use.
In favor of nothing.
Medical use.
Lazy, useless lout. You want to blame everybody.
You're
about the most nauseating creature I've ever heard on the radio. And you're pretending that's music you're making.
Okay,
my
check
God.
It out. Check it out. One, two, three.
Oh, gee, can you count that high? I thought your daddy didn't help you learn your one, two, three.
What?
God.
Look at Jeff.
Still, I'm going to have to
All right, sir.
I can't stand
Thank you for your call. And
hey, man, if your wife had been given the owl.